You're listening to SBS News.
The survivors who lived through the Sarajevo siege say the recent images out of Ukraine are painfully familiar. In December 1994, residents ran down the capital's main street known as Sniper Alley. Men, women and children scurried past blood-spattered bags and parcels laying on the asphalt. It's believed snipers killed over 220 people on this street, including children. Now the footpath still bears the cracks from mortar explosions 30 years after the siege of the city began. Resident Izoden Bayrovic says life changed overnight.
We stopped being actors, doctors, workers, waiters. We became civilians who live in a besieged city.
The nearly four-year ordeal was the longest blockade of a capital city in modern warfare. Schools in Sarajevo were moved to basements, abandoned shops and ground floor flats to shield children from the constant sniper fire as hundreds of shells dropped on the city every day. Teacher Ariana Jeljit says the children would look to her when the bombing would start, but there was little she could do except to distract them.
I could not show my fear in front of the small children, and instead I was always telling them that it will be over soon, that they should not worry.
The city, some 400,000 multi-ethnic residents spent years without power, water or heat in homes and hospitals. Dr. Dragan Stefanovic worked in the Sarajevo City Hospital and he says for over 44 months they learned to operate without the bare essentials.
We lacked most things that a modern hospital and surgery room need to function. We could not sterilise the instruments in a normal way.
East of the capital, thousands of headstones dot the fields of the Srebrenica Potocari Memorial. Bosnian Serb forces killed more than 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys who were meant to be under UN protection in what's known as the Srebrenica massacre. Serge Bramets, the chief prosecutor of the Hague War Crimes Tribunal, came to lay a wreath at their memorial, remembering casualties of war, both past and present.
We all had hoped that it would have been the last war in Europe. Unfortunately, history and the actuality is showing us that we were wrong.
Munira Subacic's son and husband were among those killed. Almost three decades on, she says nothing has been learned.
After the Holocaust, they said never again. Then after genocide in Srebrenica, they also said never again. But you see now, in Ukraine, it's happening again.
Fears that wartime atrocities are being repeated in Europe. Abby Dinham, SBS News.